Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Advanced Macroeconomics by David Romer is a graduate-level economics textbook focused on the core theories, models, and empirical evidence that shape modern macroeconomic analysis. Published by McGraw-Hill and widely used in advanced university courses, it is designed not as an introductory survey, but as a rigorous foundation for students moving into research in macroeconomics and monetary economics. The book covers central questions such as economic growth, short-run fluctuations, unemployment, and the transmission and design of monetary policy. Its approach is formal and model-driven, emphasizing how theoretical frameworks are constructed, compared, and tested against evidence. That combination of analytical depth and empirical orientation makes the book especially useful for readers who need to understand both the logic of macroeconomic theory and the way economists evaluate it in practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a graduate text built around formal macroeconomic models. The defining feature of the book is its use of formal models to organize macroeconomic thinking, rather than presenting macroeconomics as a collection of policy slogans or broad historical trends. Romer builds the subject through structured theoretical frameworks that clarify how economic outcomes are determined. This matters because macroeconomics often involves competing explanations for the same phenomenon, such as inflation, unemployment, or growth. Formal modeling allows the reader to see exactly which assumptions drive a conclusion and where results may change if those assumptions change. For graduate students, this is essential preparation for research, since much of advanced macroeconomics consists of extending, modifying, or testing models. The book, therefore, functions not only as a reference, but also as training in how economists reason at a high level. Its strength lies in making abstract theory usable as an analytical tool rather than treating it as detached mathematics. Secondly, economic growth as a long-run framework for comparing theories. One major theme in the book is economic growth, which provides the long-run perspective needed to understand differences in living standards across countries and over time. In macroeconomics, growth is not simply an accumulation of output. It is a central lens through which economists study productivity, capital formation, technological change, and policy effects on sustained expansion. Romer presents growth theory in a way that helps the reader compare alternative mechanisms and identify what each one can and cannot explain. This is important because growth models often differ in their treatment of innovation, capital accumulation, or the role of institutions, and those differences lead to distinct policy implications. By framing growth as a formal analytical problem, the book helps readers understand why some economies converge while others remain stagnant, and why short-term stabilization policy cannot substitute for long-run growth drivers. The chapter structure supports deeper thinking about the sources of prosperity and the limits of policy intervention. Thirdly, short-run fluctuations and the logic of macroeconomic instability. Another central area is short-run fluctuations, which examines how output, employment, and prices move over the business cycle. This topic is one of the most important in advanced macroeconomics because it connects theoretical explanation to real-world instability. Romer uses models to show why economies do not always remain at full employment or stable inflation, and why disturbances such as demand shocks, monetary changes, or rigidities can produce temporary but significant deviations from long-run equilibrium. The analytical value of this approach is that it separates different sources of volatility and makes clear what each policy response is likely to achieve. Readers learn not only that recessions happen, but also how macroeconomic structures can amplify or dampen shocks. This is especially useful for understanding the limits of simplistic policy claims. The book treats fluctuations as a disciplined question of mechanism, not just a description of recessions, which is exactly what advanced study requires. Fourthly, the natural rate of unemployment and the microfoundations of labor market outcomes. Romer gives sustained attention to the natural rate of unemployment, a concept that links labor markets, price-setting behavior, and policy analysis. The point of this framework is that unemployment is not explained solely by cyclical demand conditions. It also reflects structural and institutional forces that determine the economy's normal or long-run level of joblessness. This makes the topic analytically important because it separates temporary deviations from more persistent labor market outcomes. In practice, understanding the natural rate helps economists think about why inflation may accelerate when unemployment is pushed below a sustainable level and why policy faces trade-offs between stabilization and price stability. The book's treatment is valuable because it highlights the logic behind these trade-offs rather than reducing them to slogans. It also shows why labor market analysis in macroeconomics requires attention to wage setting, price dynamics, and expectations. For students, this creates a more realistic framework for interpreting unemployment data and policy debates. Lastly, monetary policy and the interaction between theory and empirical evidence. The book also stands out for its treatment of monetary policy and its consistent use of empirical evidence alongside theory. Monetary policy is central to modern macroeconomics because it affects inflation, output, expectations, and financial conditions. Yet its effects depend on how the economy transmits policy changes. Romer does not present policy as a set of fixed rules detached from evidence. Instead, he pairs formal analysis with empirical work that shows how theories can be tested and where they fit observed data. This makes the book especially useful for readers who want to move from model building to applied research. The empirical dimension is important because macroeconomic theory can be elegant, but still fail if it cannot account for real data patterns. By showing how theory and evidence interact, the book encourages disciplined skepticism and methodological rigor. It helps readers understand both the promise and the limits of policy control in complex economies, which is one of the main challenges in monetary economics. In conclusion, advanced macroeconomics is best suited for graduate students, doctoral candidates, and economists who need a rigorous framework for understanding modern macroeconomic theory. It is also useful for advanced undergraduates with strong quantitative preparation who want to bridge the gap between introductory macroeconomics and research-level work. The main benefit of the book is that it trains readers to think in models while remaining attentive to empirical evidence, a combination that is essential in professional economics. Readers gain a structured understanding of growth, business cycles, unemployment, and monetary policy, along with the analytical discipline needed to evaluate competing explanations. What makes it stand out from many other macroeconomics texts is its role as a standard research gateway rather than a general survey. It does not simply summarize topics. It organizes them in a way that prepares the reader to read journal articles, interpret modern debates, and begin original work. For that reason, it has enduring value as both a textbook and a reference for serious macroeconomic study. If you would like to support David Romer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.